104.7 Andy and Mal, 705. We're going to top out at one above today. We've already defeated the overnight low. Or I guess tonight's overnight low is estimated to be 7 below. It is 9 below right now.
Wow. Nice.
There was a funny comment put on my anti-million like thing.
Yeah.
She laughs, bah ha ha ha. I would like this, but that would defeat the purpose.
True.
I completely understand. Remember on Thursday that story about Subway having
11 inches?
Yeah, apparently their footlongs were only 11 inches. Over the weekend, it sort of turned into a PR nightmare.
Uh-oh.
Subway responded to the person in Australia who first posted a photo. They admitted that the sub was, quote, slightly undersized and blamed it on the bread not being baked to their standards. That ignores everyone else who posted photos of 11-inch subs. So Subway also said, quote, footlong is a registered trademark as a descriptive name and is not intended to be a measurement of length.
Oh.
That's right. They have no idea why you would expect a Subway footlong to be a foot long.
Wow.
You know, all they'd have to do to make themselves heroes, just change it.
Yeah.
Just make it bigger.
Make it 13 inches.
Yeah, but then you'll have some toolbar on the internet going, it's not a foot long, it's 13 inches. Mom! Yeah. That would inevitably happen too, but hey, at least you're getting more than what you're promised, you know?
Exactly.
Under promise, over deliver.
Right.
You know? Or at least under promise and promise what you under promised. I mean, how cool would that story be if they just fixed it?
I know. I don't know why they don't just fix it.
Yeah. Oh, maybe some of the length is getting lost in the cut.
Maybe.
Well, not much.
I can't imagine, though.
Not more than the width of a knife.
No.
Anyway, it'll be fun to follow that one. Eventually, they'll go, okay, we're going to make our pants bigger because some asshat in Australia noticed finally that they were 11, not 12 inches. See, personally, I don't care. Even if I had noticed that for the first time and pulled out a tape measure and said, oh, it's only 11 inches, I wouldn't have cared.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it wouldn't be the first time I'd gone to a Subway and got a foot long, and that's what I expected is what I normally get there.
Right.
So, but at the same time,
maybe it's just supposed to look like a foot long.
There's a lot of people on the internet who love to call people out on things, and
that they do.
Welcome to the world we now live in. You'll never get away with anything ever again. So if losing the NFC Championship game weren't bad enough, which it was a really nice thing yesterday, there was a very unlucky Atlanta Falcons fan who was stabbed by a San Francisco 49ers fan outside the Georgia Dome after the 49ers won last night.
What?
Details are a little sketchy yet, but police reports from witnesses say the Falcons fan got into a heated argument in the parking lot with another man and two women who are 49ers fans. The Falcons fan punched the other man, which led him to pull a knife and stab his assaulter in the neck.
Are you kidding me?
Man was transported to a local hospital. His condition is unknown at this time. There's another reason why I don't like going to live sporting events.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not necessary.
Yeah. That's why if you just stay away from people, you don't go out in public, into crowded places, you don't run into that stuff.
Okay.
You know?
So you think we shall be like hermits and just stay at home all the time?
No.
Okay.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying don't go to crowded places where people have a tendency to get into drunken arguments.
Okay.
Then you never get stabbed in the neck.
All right.
Hey, just one way of looking at it. Not saying it's the only way.
People go to bars. There's drunken arguments there.
Yeah. But I don't.
Okay.
And I don't get stabbed in the neck either.
Me neither.
I know. I meant overcrowded place, not like a regular bar.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, gigantic stadium full of people where they sell beers this tall that cost $18.
Yeah. I've gone to those before, too, and I haven't gotten stabbed in the neck.
No, but you've seen the drunk arguments.
Oh, yeah. I've seen some pretty drunk guys.
The dumb, drunk people.
Last time I went this last year, to the Vikings game, there was a guy sitting right in front of us that was wasted.
Football games are the worst.
And I'm pretty sure he either got in a fight with somebody else or a fight with himself because he was bleeding. Yeah.
Really?
I don't know if he fell or what the deal was. And eventually he did get asked to leave.
Well.
So I don't know exactly what happened there. But
at the same time.
But he was really drunk.
My argument still holds true. If you never leave your house, no one's going to stab you in the neck.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Okay.
So we got news coming
up. I don't think
up.
That's always true.
Well, someone could break in.
Mm-hmm.
But chances of that are less than running into a drunk guy with a knife.
Okay. This has been a good talk.
Yeah, good talk. Got news coming up next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:20. We're going to top out at 1 above today. It is 9 below right now. Yeah. If you're new to our state, welcome to winter in South Dakota.
Yeah.
It's a good time. It's a wonderful time. Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
If you can fold a fitted sheet, you're obviously a witch.
Yes. Or at least have some sort of magical gift.
Right?
It's impressive. Or if you can actually get your bed made so that the sheet actually goes all the way around and...
Mm-hmm.
You know, covers the entire mattress.
Yeah.
Without pulling itself out. We're having this weird thing right now. We have this like memory foam pad on top of our mattress.
Yeah.
And it moves around a lot.
Oh.
And it inevitably moves away from the headboard. And then one of my two pillows will inevitably go down to the floor.
That sucks a lot.
It does.
Yuck.
It's incredibly annoying, but what are you going to do? The Facebook like trend that I mocked this morning.
Yes.
We're getting a lot of people who are like, they're not sure if they should like it or not. They like it, but they don't want to like it because of what it's mocking. And I completely understand that.
Yeah.
These trends of people holding up a sign that says, if I get a million likes, I get a puppy. Okay, it's...
Which is lame.
Played
Overdone.
Out.
We're sick of it.
And
so making fun of it.
I made a sign that says, my wife says that if I get 1 million likes on Facebook, I still cannot get a motorcycle. She also says the people who do these 1 million like things are tools. And I even put on there, I completely understand if you don't want to like it. Don't like it.
Right.
But I totally get it.
But you've had quite a few. What is it up to now?
75 now. I'm fine with not liking it. Just share it and tell your friends not to like it then.
I think that it's okay that they like it because they're liking the mockery. So it's okay.
If you like the mocking of the like thing, it's okay. I don't know. It still kind of goes against the principle a little bit.
No, I think it's okay. I think it's acceptable.
There's been some confusion.
I know. It does make people a little torn.
I am also a little upset that one person says, got to agree with your wife. Now, were they talking about me not getting a motorcycle or the people?
No, the tools.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm, pretty sure. Okay. I think they meant the tools part.
Okay. Anyway, that's been fun so far. there is a list here of the 10 most common. Here's another thing I wish would have gone away a long time ago, the bucket list.
Oh, why?
The 10 most common things on bucket lists.
Okay.
Number 10 is visit Antarctica.
That's on the bucket list for the top 10?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I have no idea. It's basically a frozen desert.
I know. I wouldn't want to go there for my bucket list. I want to go someplace warm and nice.
Invent something that changes lives.
That's on the bucket list?
Number what? 9. Yeah. Well, you know, like the chia pet?
Chia.
Somebody invented that. It changed lives.
Okay.
There's somebody out there who's working on their 1,000th chia pet right now. You know that. Visit the pyramids in Egypt.
Okay.
See the seven wonders of the world.
Okay.
Go on the Inca Trail in Peru. Mm. Yeah, don't care.
Mm-mm.
Completely pay off your mortgage.
There you go.
Yeah. Walk the Great Wall of China.
Mm.
Sounds like a lot of work.
I was just thinking that same thing. Yeah.
See the Northern Lights.
Okay.
Travel the world.
Doesn't that kind of go with the rest of them?
Yeah, and it's kind of vague.
Yeah.
And become a millionaire.
Okay.
Is it just me, or do these sound like more like wishes than a bucket list?
It's kind of what I was thinking.
A bucket list should be a little more specific, I
right?
think.
Right? Well, and things that are, like, you can't, it's kind of hard to become a millionaire.
Yeah, there's a pretty set formula to do it. I mean...
Right, but I mean...
And being a millionaire is not as big a deal as it used to be.
Right, but you mean you'd have to really save a lot and get a high-paying job or win a lottery or something?
You don't
have
to get a high-paying job to eventually, before you die, become a millionaire.
I suppose, before
you die.
If you're
just smart with your money and save some most of your life, by the time you're ready to retire, you'll be a millionaire.
Okay.
It's not hard to do. That's not impossible. It's hard to do quickly.
Right.
It's hard to do before you're 30.
Right.
Without question. But to do it by the time you're 65 is not hard to do.
I suppose.
I don't think at all. Plus, being a millionaire by the time we're 65 is going to be like being a 100,000-aire.
Yeah.
Basically. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the bucket list.
I like bucket lists. I just think that it should be something more specific.
I
don't think those things are top 10 for most people. Like, who wants to go walk the Great Wall of China? I don't know anybody that does.
No. I would like to go see, if I had to make a list, one of the things I really want to do is go to Normandy, France.
Okay.
And see where the D-Day invasion took place.
All right.
See the memorials. Tour around France to a lot of the sites there where a lot of that history took place.
I think a lot of it is still traveling, you know.
Yeah, but
on
travel the world?
I mean, that's so vague.
I don't want to see most of the world.
I want to go to Australia.
I don't care about most of the world.
Yeah, there will only be certain things, you know, like Paris.
Only a couple of places. I don't care if I go to Paris. I just want to see Normandy. That's
I like
it.
To take the girls because Quincy really likes Paris. So I think that would
she
be
does?
Fun. Yeah, she's like way into it. We're decorating the room with Paris stuff.
Does she know there's snotty people there?
I don't think she cares. I think she just wants to go.
And they don't shave anything?
I don't think all
especially
of them.
Especially women?
I don't think that's for all of the women in Paris.
Oh, and most of them, I think, are rocking the hairy pits. And most of them are, I'm pretty sure.
Except for the models.
I read it on Facebook. It must be true. 727, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:38. We're going to top out at one above today. One above. Go ahead, guys. Wear a scarf if you want to.
You stop.
You won't get mocked today. It's just pure
survival. You don't
get survival.
Mocked any other day wearing
them. Oh, you would get mocked, yeah.
By whom?
Me, for sure.
You're such a jerk.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
There is no reason why guys can't wear scarves in the winter time.
When it's this cold out there, you're right, there isn't. But when it's 30?
When it's cold in general, they can wear a scarf.
Mm.
I have no problem with guys wearing scarves at all.
A guy that lives in South Dakota should be tougher than that.
No, it's not about being tough.
I don't wear a scarf.
My sister
got me.
You don't wear one?
My sister got me a scarf for Christmas, like, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago. I think I've worn it once. And the one time I wore it, it was like 10 below out.
I always wear a scarf.
I know. Girls do that.
Why can't guys?
Well, unless they're the Red Baron. I don't know. I'm just not a scarf
guy. You are not allowed. I don't care if you're not a scarf guy. You're not allowed to give fashion advice regarding scarves.
Okay.
I don't know what your deal is with scarves.
I don't know. It's just...
You can't mock somebody because they don't want to be cold.
So wear a ski mask.
That no.
Warm,
so
keeps you
somebody
warm
thinks
anyway.
That you're robbing a place? Really? No.
Well, don't get the one with the three holes.
No.
Over
no.
the eyes and mouth.
Then they're going to mess
have
up
the
their
big
hair.
One so you can still see like their
no.
face from the nose to the top of the eyebrows.
A scarf is for your neck, not for your face.
Well, the face mask has a thing that goes down inside the coat and keeps you warm all the way down your neck.
Your idea of this is ridiculous.
Your idea of trying to stay warm in the cold is what's ridiculous.
Do you wear one? a ski mask?
If I'm going to be outside for an extended period of time?
Okay.
Yes. But if I'm just going to the car? No. What's the point?
Why wouldn't you put a scarf on?
Because I'm going to be outdoors for 20 seconds.
Why are we having this argument?
I don't know.
So stupid.
I made a little joke and you got all upset about
it. Because I don't think it's a good joke.
You shouldn't give fashion advice.
Because I don't think it's a good joke.
Oh, that's funny. It got a lot of likes on my Facebook this morning.
Oh, yay.
Anyway, we've been doing the wedding weekend getaway and getting people signed up on our website, hot1047.com. We have a winner drawn for that.
Yay.
And her name is... By the way, Ryan Seacrest did the intro to the NFC Championship the other day.
What? Are you really doing this
right now? And he
did the delay
thing. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to delay it any longer. the winner of the wedding weekend getaway with professional image at Grand Falls Casino.
Oh, my gosh. Just say the name.
Next weekend.
Oh, my gosh. Say the name. Andy.
January 26th.
Oh, my God. I need to find stuff to throw at you. There's a Coca-Cola glass. See this? No. This is what's going to get thrown at you.
By the way, the actual show is the 27th.
Oh, my gosh.
The hotel stay is for the 27th.
Please just say the name of the winner.
Is Heather...
Oh, my God. This is going to get broken.
And people wonder why Ryan Seacrest is so successful.
Oh, my gosh.
McBride.
Oh, that was so annoying. Go. Congratulations.
That was so much fun for me. I gotta
Heather
tell you.
McBride.
Congratulations. We will get in touch with you this morning and how to claim all your stuff and whatnot.
You are annoying today.
What is your deal? You're the annoying one.
I am annoying right now. Really?
No, you've been annoying elsewhere.
Oh, how have I been annoying elsewhere? What have I done to annoy you?
Well, you asked me how to say that guy's name.
That is not an easy name to say.
Tuiasa Sopo?
Yeah, that's so easy.
I guess I didn't have trouble with it.
Okay, I'm glad you speak Hawaiian.
I don't speak Hawaiian.
I was asking how to say his first name as
well.
But
I do know there are only 13 letters in the Hawaiian alphabet.
Okay. They have to repeat them?
No, they just have less. They have the same alphabet as us. They just don't use them all. Seriously.
That name is super long.
You know, the first name was like Ronaya.
It's weird.
It was just the same as Isaiah, pretty much. Or,
kinda.
Or Mariah.
I've just...
Only it was R-O-N.
I've just never heard of it before.
Okay. And then there was
that,
the Harvest.
That annoyed you.
The Harvest thing.
Okay, that's still a weird headline.
No, it's not.
It's
not.
A weird headline.
It was about hunting and the harvest this year for, what was it, fox or
bobcats?
Okay. Yeah.
I just haven't... heard that one used like, in the headline.
I've never heard that. That's stupid.
I didn't say it was stupid.
Because anything you've never
I
seen or heard of before,
heard
you
of
think
it.
Is stupid.
So that's why I was asking. I was asking you a question.
You should broaden your horizons, Mel.
That's what I was doing by asking you a question.
Yeah, but you were doing it with your nose all wrinkled
oh
like this.
My God.
Like it was so
stupid. I don't
want
to talk to you anymore.
But I'm having fun. No?
No. How are you having fun? You said I was annoying.
Well, just because I'm annoyed doesn't mean I can't have fun.
Whatever.
By the way, I got 132 likes now on something I'm making fun of liking. Oh, would you stop with the whole, I'm not talking anything. Okay, I'll just shut off your mic then and we'll finish the show that way. So, would you rather work for a man or a woman? We will discuss next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:53 up to 1 today.
Yay.
Hey, it's only 10 below now.
Only.
Make sure you get a scarf on. Although I did hear from some scarfers.
Mm-hmm.
I heard from one guy that said, I'm a male and I wear a scarf daily and everyone loves them. Okay.
Yep.
A scarf on a guy can be very sexy. Well, it can be.
I like the scarf on a guy thing. I don't understand your deal.
I don't know. I just have a deal. Anyway, so last week we intended to talk about something that came up, I think, on like Wednesday.
It was a while ago last week.
Yeah, and then the whole gun thing happened Thursday, and then Friday we did something silly, and AKA forgot about it. So here we go.
Welcome to our life.
Yeah. the thing that came up was, would you rather work for a man or a woman? Would you rather have a male or female boss?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was interesting when you said
a male.
You would rather work for a guy.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I would say part of it is my personality. I don't always get along with females.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's part of it.
Why don't you get along with other women?
I'm catty.
Well, good for you. You said I'm catty, not they're catty.
I'm catty.
Okay.
Well, they can be too.
Well, sure.
But, you know, women sometimes, when you're dealing with other strong-willed women, it's hard to be their boss or work for them.
Yeah.
That type of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if it's way easier for me for men. I've always had, pretty much I've always, all my life had men for bosses.
I'm the only time I ever had a female boss. I liked her. I thought she was a good boss. She was fair. She was tough when she needed to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, for until the first time she had to be tough on me, I thought she was kind of soft. But then when she needed to not be soft, because I was kind of slacking off a little bit, I'll admit.
Yeah.
She was definitely not a soft boss. So,
I mean, I had the, when I owned the bar, I mean, I had 30 employees. So, and I'm sure lots of them thought I was the B word.
Yeah. I'm sure they did too. So,
no, I'm sure they did.
If you were able to choose, you're never, ever able to choose outside of just choosing whether or not to take the job. But if you could choose, would you choose a man or a woman to be your boss? Let us know. 361-5557, email or text AM at hot1047.com.
Hot1047.com.